The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey, what's up? My name is Brant. So glad you are here. Sherry is here too. Saw this thing just today about how people use their lunch hour, and most people don't eat lunch.
Really?
The majority of people don't eat lunch over their lunch hour. They had the top activities. It was running errands and doing some exercise.
Oh, during lunch. Okay.
And I don't have the rest of the list, but I'm pretty sure third is listening to this station.
Okay.
Followed by fourth, listening to our podcast.
Oh, really?
Again, I don't have it here.
We don't have the data.
Yeah.
You're just assuming at this point.
Right. But if you want to spend your lunch hour with us that way, our podcast, by the way, is actually called the Brant and Sherry Oddcast. If you're interested, you can check it out on any of the podcast places. See how I slid all this?
I did. Such a broadcast professional.
Yeah, really good stuff. You know how it is. Sometimes I'm out on the streets. I'm hanging out with the fellas. We're doing cool fella stuff. You know,
like
out
what?
There.
You're not one that fix cars and things like that. You're just out there.
I'm out there. I don't know how to fix it, but I have one of those things that you slide around on, then your back. You go underneath the car, do that.
You go underneath the car. So what are you doing? Like using it as a skateboard or something? Because you don't get under a car.
Hanging out underneath there, talking about it. That's not the point. Anyway, they asked me.
Okay.
The fellas, I have friends. People think I don't, but I do.
No, sure.
Anyway, they said, Brant, do you have any incredible quotes from St. Augustine of Hippo? Yeah, I do. I just found this. How awesome is this for 2020? He said this back when he was doing his thing, which is the year 400.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He said, bad times, hard times, this is what people keep saying, but let us live well, and times will be good. We are the times. Such as we are, such are the times.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I thought that was really good.
That is. I bet the guys on the street were very taken with that.
Yeah, they just stopped with it. They all rolled back out from underneath the cars.
Of course. Whoa. Lives changed.
Bad times, hard times. This is what people keep saying, but let us live well and times shall be good.
That's good.
We are the times.
We are the times. I like that.
Yeah, such as we are. We are the times. And to be sure, it's true. It's us. It's our behavior. How are we going to handle this? And he said it a long time ago. They do this National Toy Hall of Fame every year. Remember that thing? Mm-mm. They put toys in a Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. Right. I didn't know there was a Hall of Fame for toys.
Okay, well, then you haven't been listening to the Brant Hanson Show.
We never talked about Toy Hall of Fame, have we?
Yeah, I don't want to have an argument about it.
people listening to the show. Fisticuffs.
You're arguing about the Toy Hall of Fame. I don't like this.
I'm sorry. You didn't sign up for that type of tension.
It unsettles me. Now, the list of nominees for this year, Baby Nancy, which I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Tamagotchi, I know that.
I don't know that.
That's Light Bright, those things are awesome.
Oh, I love Light Bright.
Bingo, which I think is way underrated.
Okay.
That's a great game. Bingo? People don't talk, people just that's for old people. No, it's tense. You don't have to think that much. I mean, it is what it is, right? They're either going to call I-41
right, or
they're
you
not.
Don't have it. Yeah.
I don't have it. I can't do anything about that. There's no regrets.
It deserves the nomination.
I love it. Let's imagine we're in a symphony orchestra together, and I'm sitting in the chair next to you, and let's say we're playing violins, and I sit next to you, and we all start to play Mozart or something, or Requiem or whatever, something beautiful we've all been working on. I'm like, no, I'm going to play Camptown Races. I mean, what's the conductor's reaction supposed to be to that? I'm going to do my thing. I'm an artist. I mean, this is how I express myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're ruining it for everybody else. This is not... When it comes to frustration with God, I bring this up because Tim Keller used a similar musical analogy. I thought, man, that's so good. It's like... We want to do our own thing. We want to live. I want to live how I want to live. The conductor may love you, but you're exiting the orchestra at that point.
Yeah.
You decide. If I'm not going to play the music, if I'm not going to stick to the score for the benefit of other people, we're going to have a problem. And he may love me, but I'm choosing to leave. This is interesting. So it says here that everybody's buying a guitar these days.
Oh.
It's like the thing.
Well, because what, pandemic?
You stuck home.
In-house a lot. Okay.
Spike in sales. Fender guitars said we are having a record year. Never would have predicted it.
Okay.
No word, but I know it's true. People are buying accordions too. I know it.
We don't know that.
Because people are at home, and what do you do when you're home?
But the other people, and I mean, no offense to you as an accordion quote unquote player, but people may not want to hear that. Even if you want to learn it, other people probably may not.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about what I heard, which is you say quote unquote player, because you think you slid that in and I didn't hear it, but I totally heard it. So thankful for the guys at Fellowship Home Loans. If you need a mortgage or you want to refinance, it's a great time to do that, big time. Anyway, here's their phone number. Mike and Brian are wonderful, and we've had a lot of people who listen to the podcast already use them, including us.
Mm-hmm. Both of us, yeah.
And they rave, and we rave. We think you'll love them. It's 800-804-SAVE. Fellowship Home Loans. Need a mortgage or refinance or something? They're awesome to talk to. They're very creative and just very fun. 800-804-SAVE, or you can go to fellowshiphomeloans.com online. So we have a little Monday tradition here, and it's timed perfectly because people tend to be a little bit stressed out or anxious on Mondays or whatever, but they say, there's science that says if you just sing along or even just tap your steering wheel if you're driving. Oops. Hang on a second. Here it is. I'm sorry.
Like, yeah.
I hit the wrong
button.
That's
a new feature we're listening to.
I hit my space music. Oops.
It's a hoedown in space.
That's a great idea.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
You got me thinking. Anyway. I saw the light. Here we go. Everybody sing. Here we go.
I wondered so aimless life it was sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more night. Now I'm so happy. No sorrow inside. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Covered me. I had no idea where the way out could be. Then came the sunrise and rolled back the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. But if we can do this hoedown in space thing.
No.
Are a genius. My producer's a genius. Sometimes you read a verse or something, if you read the Bible, and it just kind of smacks you in the face with regard to social media, because we keep finding these verses that are like, man, I need to tape that on my phone or
yes.
something. I don't know what you're going to talk about here, but Sherry just said she's got one of these. So
somebody said this was Proverbs 26:17. I had never heard it before. This is from the New Living Translation. It says, interfering in someone else's argument is as foolish as yanking the dog's ears. When the guy said that, I was like, whoa. Because it's always someone else's argument, right? Like I'm reading someone's status and see someone saying, I feel like I'm the one that has to set everybody straight.
Let me weigh in here. And it really is like pulling the dog's ears because what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
What's the result of this? What's going to be biting at your nose like real, real soon? That is so true. This is going to be one of those beautiful stories. You know the ones. By the way, we have breaking animal news here.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Very inspiring story. for you right now in the animal kingdom to let you know about. It involves a donkey with a plastic chair on its head.
They all do.
Yeah.
All good stories.
That's how every
that
inspirational
way.
Story starts. In my mind, I read a story a long time ago. Maybe you've seen a story like this where a guy comes along, a little boy, and he helps a lion that had a thorn in its paw.
Sure.
And he takes the paw or the thorn out. And the lion's so thankful. Then years later, the boy's in trouble.
Precarious situation.
Right, and the lion comes to his defense.
Yes.
So I know where this is going. Anyway, this guy, Salam, in the UAE, found this donkey that had a plastic chair, like, wrapped around its head.
Are we going to discuss how that happened, or that's not the point?
We don't. The point is not how it happened. Let's not dwell.
That's fine. I just want to know.
But he took the time. He got some friends together and used a handsaw and removed the chair from the donkey.
A handsaw for it? It's a cut through the plastic chair. Why wouldn't he just get... Okay, sorry.
The beauty of this is that someday he's going to... I know how this is going to end. He's going to have some kind of plastic chair
on his head.
On his head, and the donkey.
And the donkey's going to get a handsaw.
I don't know what the handsaw. You're making it sound ridiculous. Anyway, the donkey will come along. Hey, and then I remember you, and you know, they look at each other.
It's going to be beautiful.
A tear is shed. You may be like this. You may be somebody who doesn't feel God around all the time, or much, or sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. That's how I am too. I just want you to know that. We say that we welcome misfits here, and that's a lot of what we mean. Like, some people have different experience and different emotional reactions to God, and we just want you to know you're welcome here no matter what. Mm-hmm. I have noticed some stuff with myself, so I'm just passing this along from me, and that is there are certain things that I can do that make it worse.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say better.
Whoa. Well, that too. Okay. I mean, that's the flip side. It's like the thing where you can build a fire and you move away from it. And it's like, oh, I guess the fire doesn't exist anymore because I don't feel it. No, there's some things. And it's seemingly unrelated. This isn't a religious guilt trip at all. It's stuff like getting enough sleep. If I'm not getting enough, it can change how I feel about things. I don't turn my attention to him deliberately very often. I'm going to start to have an especially distanced life. I don't know how else to put it. I'm sorry that I'm stammering a little bit here. I know I'm supposed
sense.
To speak better, but it's hard to say because your experience might be different. I don't want to sound like I'm coming down on you because...
Well, you're saying your own experience.
It's me too. And God loves us anyway. I'm just saying, if you don't feel like he's around, he still is. He's just waiting for us to just turn our heart back to him at any time. At any time, just call out to him and keep doing that. Keep knocking and seeking, he said. And you see the images of all the fires going on. It's unbelievable. Like, it just looks so weird. And so many people are going through a lot of trauma having to deal with this. I got a note from Carrie, who listens with her family. Mm-hmm. To our podcast, because they can't get the radio where they are in Oregon. And she was just saying hundreds of their neighbors and friends are now fighting full time, like fighting fires.
Yeah, wow.
And they're just people that have other jobs. They're sacrificing for their community. She said they have to stay even though they're in an evacuation zone because of her parents. They're not mobile and all this. But she just said, please recognize all the people who aren't getting thanked, who are doing so much. I'm like, that's a great point. Thank you, heroes, for doing what you can. I feel sorry for the Apple people. I really do. The Apple people, they're doing a thing tomorrow. They're unveiling the new, you know, the big new...
Yeah. New Apple.
Get on the stage.
Thing. Yeah.
Check this out. This changes everything. And it just gets less and less impressive every time.
Yeah, because at what point do I trust you? You're telling me this changes everything.
Yeah, but
the
I don't
next
know.
Year.
Like when it first came out, like, oh, I can have my pictures on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that does change everything.
Yes, it does.
So tomorrow, the rumor is.
Oh boy.
Sorry. The rumor is they're going to unveil the Series 6 Apple Watch, which is rumored. Get this, to improve. It has improved sleep tracking. So.
Oh, that does change everything.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, So that's just the rumor.
Oh, we're running out of stuff, aren't we?
We really are. I feel bad because we're all going to have to be like, oh, hey.
Yay.
You guys, thanks, guys.
Wow.
Hey. Tell you what, Jesus is surprising. He will surprise you. It happens all the time. If you actually read the Gospels and stuff, I'm surprised. I look at things in a new light and I'm like, whoa, really? But I'll have people write me or communicate to me in different ways that they'll say, while I'm not a Christian, I'm pretty sure Jesus would do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
And I don't really know where you got that. Because when I read stuff about what Jesus actually did and said, it didn't, he did do that thing he said he wouldn't do, and he didn't do that stuff you said he would.
Well, because it's so amazing that we think that he would behave in the way we think he should behave.
Yeah, so we have this image.
Yes.
And you're saying, I don't believe in it, but I know he would do that. Like, okay, where'd you, whoa. Mm-hmm. The upshot of this, in case you went, what's the upshot? It's really great to read.
Yeah,
it really is. Maybe you've been turned off to scripture over time or something. That can happen. I totally understand that, but maybe it's time to take a fresh eye again in light of all the stuff you've been through, in light of all the stuff our culture's going through, and read how Jesus does and handles things. I think new things will jump out of you. Here's a question we get a lot here at the show. This is from Kyle. Kyle says, hello, I've been patiently waiting on my listener uniforms for a couple of years now. I understand it's gone through many updates before release, but I'm afraid my patience may be growing thin.
Oh, no.
Okay, so in case you're new to the show, we're going to have listener uniforms. They will be mandatory for everybody who's listening right now. So it's too late if you can't be like, well, I'm not listening, because you are. And they will. They're going to be a little snug. They kind of look like the speed skater uniforms.
Right.
But there's a lot of technology that they'll be laden with.
Yes, but you continue to laden. That's what he's saying.
That's the holdup.
He's kind of tired of
it. I got back to him and I said, I know, but this latest delay, and it is delayed again.
Okay.
I did want to announce that.
Okay, got it.
There's the announcement. But new stealth cloaking devices and technologies will be installed on these uniforms. You'll be able to blend it into the background wherever you are.
For what?
Just in case I need to complete some kind of mission or something. Like, for my own.
I notice every update has to do with you in control of the listener uniform.
Well, that's a little bit
kind
of spinning it negative, I think. But the point is, they're going to be really, really awesome. Kyle,
coming
this way,
soon.
You're going to like it.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.